The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm your host, Carly Seifert, and I'm thrilled to have you join me today for a special episode as we kick off Women's History Month. In this episode, we'll be delving into the extraordinary life and music of Fanny Crosby, a trailblazing composer who overcame adversity and left an indelible mark on the world of music. This episode is brought to you by my 3-day Wizard of Oz music camp. Learn more about rhythm basics, tempo, and the power of musical storytelling in this free online camp. You can sign up for it at busykidsdopiano.com/Oz, and I will place the link to join it in the show notes as well. Frances Jane Crosby was a remarkable American composer and lyricist born on March 24, 1820, in Brewster, New York. What makes her story particularly fascinating is that she was blind from a very young age, losing her sight due to a medical error when she was just 6 weeks old. Fanny's childhood was marked by a strong spirit and a passion for music. Her father died when she was just 6 months old, and her mother and grandmother raised her. Despite her visual impairment, she quickly developed a deep love for the piano and other musical instruments. Her mother played a crucial role in nurturing Fanny's musical talent, and by the age of 8, Fanny was composing her own music. Crosby's incredible talent caught the attention of her community, and at the age of 15, she entered the New York Institute for the Blind. It was here that she really honed her musical skills, becoming proficient in playing multiple instruments, including the piano, organ, harp, and guitar, and delving deeper into her love for composition. As Fanny Crosby's musical career flourished, she embraced a diverse range of styles in her compositions. She really became known for her hymns, which often carried powerful messages and conveyed a deep sense of faith. Her most famous works included hymns like Blessed Assurance, To God Be the Glory, and Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
The glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Fanny Crosby's hymns were not only musically rich, but also carried a strong sense of emotion and spirituality. She was a prolific songwriter, penning more than 9,000 hymns over her lifetime, many of which are still cherished and sung in churches around the world today. She wrote so many hymns that she was forced to use different pen names so that the hymnals weren't filled with only her name. Beyond her musical accomplishments, Fanny Crosby was also a social reformer and an advocate for the rights of the visually impaired. With an unwavering spirit, she used her influence to shed light on the challenges faced by the visually impaired in society, advocating for their rights and dignity. Fanny didn't only sing about faith and love, she also tried to make the world a kinder place for everyone, no matter their challenges. So she wasn't just a songwriter, she was also a caring person who wanted to make the world better for others who faced difficulty like hers. Blindness, Fanny wrote later in her life, cannot keep the sunlight of hope from the trustful soul. One of the easiest resolves that I've formed in my young and joyous heart was to leave all care to yesterday and to believe that the morning would bring forth its own peculiar joy. What a beautiful attitude to have in the face of challenges, isn't it? As we celebrate Women's History Month, I'm so grateful for women like Fanny Crosby and countless other women who have paved the way for future generations. Their contributions, like Fanny's, echo through time, inspiring all of us to break barriers and pursue our passions. Fanny's legacy lives on not only through her timeless hymns, but also through her inspiring life story. Be sure to check out the curated playlist I've put together for you at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/118, which will contain performances of music you've heard on today's episode, as well as other famous compositions by this prolific composer. That brings me to the end of today's episode of Busy Kids Love Music. Thank you for joining me as we explore the life and music of Fanny Crosby. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to subscribe on your favorite listening platform, and don't forget to tune in next time for more musical adventures. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks when our next brand new episode airs. Bye for now.